a little bit different.
Controversial, to say the least.
Might not be everyone's cup of tea or can of beer or whatever way you want to look at it. But we have got a, I'm going to say it's a 0.5% ABV special.
Yeah. Interesting.
I guess there's a reason as well. Like we're saying, well, let's, another thing. We got a bit of an announcement, I suppose.
Bit of a spoiler.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's a big deal. This might be our second last episode. Yeah, for a while.
Might be for a while. Who knows?
Yep, but we're at least going to have a little bit of a break.
Correct.
Next year.
Yep.
And see what happens. And part of that reason is that recently I thought I probably need to do a little bit more about my health and maybe not drink as much. Yeah. And so I've been doing a bit of, let's say, research on 0.5 beers and found a few that they're actually getting quite good at it.
And we have looked at low-alcohol beers before. We've done plenty in the past that have been in our toolbox, I suppose, to sort of head out, you know, let the other half have a drink and, you know, we'll drive or whatever. So, you know, there's plenty of selection out there at the moment.
Yep, and it's only getting more and more popular too.
Too right. So it's well worth lining a few up.
I'm just going to start. I know we haven't rattled off the beers yet, but I've got a quote here from Steve Donohue in an interview in the Financial Review. Do you read the Fin Review, Dave?
Wife does.
I suppose she would. I just Googled it and found this. I don't read it. But Steve Donohue, the managing director of Endeavour Group. So they're like Dan's.
All these drinks.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. The zero alcohol and low alcohol category has grown fivefold over the past year.
Wow.
That is nuts. They said the trajectory of the segment was promising and we haven't even touched the sides yet. So, we're getting on the bandwagon. There's a bandwagon. We're on it.
Absolutely. We're never far behind.
And we've got a stack of beers here.
Yeah.
So, let's rattle them off. We've got a Bridge Road Brewers Free Time Alcoholic... Oh, alcohol. Alcohol-free pale ale.
Nobody had today.
Yeah, no. We got a Mornington free non-alc pale ale. Heaps Normal Quiet XPA. Sidewinder XPA Deluxe from Brick Lane.
Awesome.
We've got a Nort Tropical XPA. The Mind Your Head non-alcoholic XPA from Hop Nation. And Upflow Brewing New World IPA. Then we've got a Big Drop Brewing Company Poolside DDH IPA.
Awesome.
Now, they're all 0.5%.
Yep.
Or less.
Yep.
And Big Drop actually sent this one to us.
Yeah, they
did. It arrived during the week, I think.
It was this week or last week. Anyway, it was very recent. That's why they pinged us on our socials.
But the rest of them, I bought myself and I've been doing my homework. Yeah. And I was going to show up today and say, for the first time ever, I've had every one of these beers. But I haven't had the Big Drop before. Yeah. They snuck that in.
We've stuffed that up well and truly. But I think it's quite interesting. Again, we've tasted a few over the years, mate, and some low alcohol. It's going to be really interesting, I think, to try them side by side.
It will be, yeah.
And just see how they stack up. I mean, why not?
Yeah, and if they taste almost as good as normal ones, then why not? Especially if you're out and you want to drive and all that sort of stuff. And that's how I started getting into it. Yeah, crack that open while we're getting in. So the Bridge Road, the Free Time, was it?
Free Time, alcohol-free pale.
Awesome.
That stuffs up the ABV side of the quoting that we usually do.
It does too. Yeah, we normally read the...
That's it. But they are all 0.5 or less.
0.5 or less, yes.
Yeah. So... Okay. But that has poured. Jeez, that's a hazy Stanley, I reckon.
It is hazy. And, no, I didn't expect that.
Quite a bit of head on it.
Yeah, and it's got a nice aroma,
hasn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So Bridge Road, and the mob up in Beechworth, so Victoria. Actually, that's interesting. Where are these all? They're almost all Victorian, aren't they?
There's a bit of a mixture. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought the same at first too, but yeah, a lot of Vic breweries here. So Bridge Road, we've done five before. This is our sixth. I feel like we've done more, but anyway, we did a Christmas special with Bridge Road a couple of years ago. So no Christmas special this year. We're just
No, that's it.
So, oh, by the way, the next episode, I think, will be a Hopster Home. That'll be our last Hopster Home for the year, and then December Hopster Home. Yep. And then,
and the old Hopster Home was supposed to be here this week.
This was meant to be the last one.
Yeah, that's it. But old Aussie Post is, I know everyone keeps blaming Aussie Post, but anyway, we'll just stick with that. So Free Time is a non-alcoholic option that we've been developing and refining for 2 years. Passionate about this category and embracing the positive change and enjoyment that can bring to craft beer drinkers. We use our brewing know-how to craft this pale ale with everything you've come to expect from Bridge Road beer, except the alcohol. Vibrant, juicy hop aroma, low bitterness, and clean finish. You'll be glad you found Free Time. Citra, Simcoe, and Enigma hops, two of my favourites there, definitely. Citra and Enigma. ABV, less than 5. IBU of 28.
Oh, we got an IBU. That's cool. Yeah. There's not a lot of numbers. That's what you sort of find with the lower alcohol beers. There's not a lot of information about them still on the websites. Mm. But there's a heaps on there, what you just found. Is that on their website?
That's on their website. Awesome. Yeah, definitely.
Good stuff.
But that's quite tasty.
It's pretty tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I still come back to the when you are brewing and the homebrew side of things, you're having a taste of the wort before you chuck in the yeast. To me, that's it without the sweetness.
Yep.
Yeah, and I reckon we've said that before, but...
Now, you've just come from one of your own heavies, too. Yeah.
Yep.
So, what's that like stepping back? Not a huge step back.
The sweetness isn't there, which is what I... Yeah, the sweetness is what kills me, probably.
Yep, fair enough.
But that there's no sweetness at all. I still think you can tell it's non-alcoholic.
I think,
because alcohol does impart a particular flavour as well that you can't quite describe, I reckon. It maybe just gives another dimension, another depth to it.
But it's hard to put into words, but you can tell there's something missing.
Yeah, yeah.
In all, I've got to say, in every one that I've had, I'm really actually enjoying them.
But that's not bad. That is really nice.
And that's a lawnmower beer. I think a fair few of these are going to be lawnmower beers today.
Yeah, there you go.
And the neighbour's just fired up to just whippersnipping at the moment. Yep. And
For once, we've had a almost warm day.
Oh, I know. Well,
what a cracker.
Yeah, finally. Summer's sort of here. All right, we should crack on because we've got 8 beers here. So, let's go. Mornington, free, non-alcoholic.
Did that have a packed on date?
Yeah, but I guess I bought them all during the week, so we could go. Sure. We can do that. Why not? Probably a good experiment.
Best before. Yeah, it's about a year, anyway.
Yeah, righto.
Righto, so Mornington.
Mornington, here we go. We've had a couple of Morningtons before. Not as many.
Actually, I just want to touch on this, because this could be our second last episode, whether it's for a while or for ever.
Right, or who knows? Or,
But I guess, you know, when you look at the history of people that say they're having a break with things, you know, like Crowded House, John Farnham. Well, those people, anything's possible. So I just wanted to throw it out there that, you know, it could be a comeback tour. we'll just see how things roll.
Just see what the offers will come in.
So, absolutely. Yeah.
We just got to weigh it all up.
That's right. So just
don't unsubscribe.
That's right. And on the socials, don't unfollow.
Well, we might still occasionally stick things on the socials. Yeah,
because if you do unfollow, you're going to be the last to know.
You won't know. Definitely, yeah.
I think there's a song, isn't there? You'll always be the last to know. Dimitri or something?
I think it is. Well done. Jeez. Jeepers. Episode 103 and you've come out of your shell.
So the Mornington fridge, is that a lot clearer, isn't
it? A lot clearer. And that crystal clear.
Stanley.
Stanley and different aroma to the Bridge Road.
Oh, yeah.
And I reckon I didn't think they'd be that different already, and we've stuffed the order up.
Yeah, I reckon definitely the Bridge Road's more aromatic.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. Yep.
And a little bit more to chew on in the Bridge Road than this. This is more of a...
Oh, like, yeah.
Almost a... Not this a lager, is, but no, it's
this is more of the front end of a beer.
This is your lawnmower beer for sure,
definitely. So Mornington Free is a non-alcoholic pale ale brewed with a unique recipe to ferment to less than 0.5 ABV while retaining full-bodied taste and bold passion fruit and citrus aromas. Pouring light golden, this deliciously easy-going beer is balanced and refreshing. That's interesting that they're, if that's the case, that they fermenting to less than that. So they're, because I've done a little bit of homework over the years, I'm not going to delve into it, but around low alcohol beers, but the fact that they can ferment it to less is interesting.
Yeah, right. Rather than go for it and then strip it out.
Yeah. And IBU, 26.
Another IBU. There you go. Style. Having said it's hard to find, you've had two.
Style American Pale Ale. That's... The other one was 28, wasn't it?
It was in the 20s. I can't remember.
Yeah. And they're pretty... I'd say this one tastes more bitter. Only just, though.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that's a much crisper beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yep, we've stuffed the order up already. Two out of eight, and we've buggered
it. There you go. Maybe let's just put them in the order we think
they're. right. We've done three other Mornington's. There you go.
Right.
A brown ale, the Mornington Lager, and the Hop Culture XPA. I'd actually like to put that up next to the Mornington Lager.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And how different that is. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
I reckon.
Interesting. Wow.
All right.
Oh, geez, you're smashing through that.
Yeah, well, you can.
I'm just...
I'm driving up.
I'm just savouring the flavour.
Yeah, so I'm going to crack open the next one I'm talking about.
Sure, yeah, because I'm clearly dragging the...
But there is no rush. I shouldn't be encouraging fast drinking and scalding. Yes.
But you can.
We can, yeah.
That's it, because it's in your aisle at the supermarket.
Kids can buy it.
Which is weird.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, because we just had a quick chat earlier. I hadn't been to the, this whole COVID business, it means that
you don't shop for fun.
Have to go to the supermarket. And there was a plethora of beers in the aisle.
Like the Heinekens and all that, yeah.
Athletic Brewing, I reckon
we did. Which we've done a couple, yeah. They're in the supermarket.
Yeah.
Ah.
And this is in Woolies up the road. And even the spirits, like, I'm going to say Negronis and all those sort of things.
Yeah, right.
It was quite amazing.
Interesting.
To see what's there. So, kids might come home with it.
Yeah, it's weird. They could pick one up on the way home from school. And don't know about that.
It's a bit interesting, isn't it?
My daughter said, can I try a bit of that? My daughter's 10. And I said, well, sure, I guess you can. Like, and she tasted it, and luckily she hated it.
Yeah, right, okay.
So, because what if she liked it?
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Anyway.
Interesting.
Don't have to worry about that. Righto. Heaps normal.
Normal.
New brewery.
Yeah.
A couple of new breweries, not many. I'm looking forward to this. We don't normally pick favourites in the podcast, but I've had a few of these.
Well, there you go.
I do enjoy this one.
Sure. So that is poured probably similar to the Free Time, I reckon.
It is, hazy Stanley screwdriver.
Stanley, the head's disappeared on mine.
Mm-hmm.
And probably similar aroma, I reckon. So we've created a full-flavoured XPA without the downsides. So everyday legends like you can dial the good times up to 11 and still perform at their best the next day. The Heaps Normal Quiet XPA tastes like a delicious, refreshing beer. Tropical and citrus aroma with a lingering and unmistakably beery finish. Unfiltered with a balanced bitterness and subtle malt sweetness, reminiscent of your old pals. Well, there you go.
Cool.
Interesting. No numbers, though.
And this is their only beer. There is another beer on the website, but they don't do it anymore. So at the moment, this is their only beer. And they actually contract brew out of Brick Lane.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Huh.
Got a couple of them today that actually Brick Lane Brewer.
Wow.
But there's a chunk of stuff here from their website. I'm just going to read this out. A designer, a brewer, a pro surfer, and a ginger walk into a bar and order a round of alcohol-free beers. Sounds like the start of a joke, right? But when we began this Heaps Normal journey in 2018, we were laughed out of more than one beer for attempting just that. We're a dedicated non-alcoholic beer company, brewing beer without the hangover so you can create your own epic normal. Whether meeting a few mates after work, catching a gig or having a barbie, the traditional alternatives to alcohol suck. The options at most pubs, bars and restaurants in Australia are sugary soft drinks, tea, coffee or water. Not exactly an inspiring night out. I'd agree with that. Like most people who drink beer for the taste, a tasty non-alcoholic beer had completely evaded us, so we decided to make our own. We don't believe alcohol is the enemy. We're all on our own path, and we're not here to tell you what normal is. Whether you're sober for a night or for life, you're part of a booze-conscious community, trading the standard drink for a new drink standard. I reckon that's really cool.
Yeah, like, well...
not preaching, just...
correct.
Drink what you like!
And it comes down to moderation as well.
Yeah, massively.
You know, COVID, no doubt, has probably upset a few people's apple carts on the old bandwagon there.
Yeah, but, for sure.
But geez, that's not bad.
No, do enjoy that one.
I can get a bit more bitterness there, but still that dimension that's missing.
Oh, no, definitely. But all of them, I reckon.
That's not bad.
Yep, they're getting good. Touching on how they do it. Heaps Normal uses special yeasts and biological processes to make a beer in a way that does not require alcohol to be stripped out late in the process, thus enabling a fulsome beer flavour.
Right.
There is nothing to be removed.
Interesting.
All right, and they're aiming to build a production facility and tasting room in Sydney's inner suburbs. So there you go, we're in Sydney now.
Right. Jeez.
There you go.
So, because Brick Lane have only got...
In Melbourne,
sure.
Yeah, don't know how that works, but there you go.
But how?
Jeez, you see mowing your lines. Sounds like it's right outside.
I hope so. But I'm interested to know how you can, because it's been a function of how much sugar is in there, and
yeah, right, how you do it,
and to not have the sweetness there. So yeah, interesting, very interesting. I'll have to do some more homework, clearly. But
you jumped on the date there, were you? September 22, so yeah,
okay.
Probably 12 months.
That's enough. So if they're setting up in
Sydney,
they must be, surely they're Sydney based.
Must be Sydney blokes, yeah.
Surely.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Another thing too, I think all of these have on them the nutrition information. So they have how many calories,
sure.
And the same as on a packet of cornflakes or whatever.
Yep.
And I found the reason for that is here somewhere. Here we go. On a website called steadydrinker.com. It's all about low alcohol beers and grog. It's like a blog that the guy keeps.
Yeah, okay.
The UK and the EU, so I guess it's the same here, but drink producers must list all the ingredients on the packaging if it contains less than 1.2% ABV. Makes no sense.
No.
Makes zero sense.
That seems odd, doesn't it?
Yep. Huh. But also on the same website, this is good. Drinking non-alcoholic beer can reduce your risk of heart disease, help you sleep, aid bone growth, and reduce your risk of getting illnesses like the common cold.
There you go. Not COVID.
Didn't say COVID.
It's not a vaccine.
So take it all with a grain of salt, maybe. Right.
Well, I reckon when we did athletic brewing, there was something like some benefits. Like that, wasn't it? You know, it's like, I should have one of these after a run. Yeah, sure, because it's got all this
electrolytes. Goodness. Yeah. Actually, I think it's on the Heaps Normal website. What? I can't remember which one it was now, but they said it's, I think I might come to it. No, it wasn't Heaps Normal. We'll get there. But they had a photo of a sporting, you know, they said drink it after doing sport.
Oh, yeah.
But the photo next to that was a guy kicking a footy with one hand because he had a beer in the other hand at the beach in bare feet. Like, yeah, right. Don't know if that's sport. Like, yeah. It's kicking a footy at the beach.
Yeah, for sure. Jeez. That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting process, that is for sure.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
All right. Crack on.
Crack on. Sidewinder. XPA Deluxe.
From Brick Lane.
So we did a Sidewinder.
We did.
A little while ago.
July, August, something like that.
500 beers, is it? I'm just looking at the...
I reckon it would be.
You reckon it would be?
Yep, definitely.
Where?
I don't know. Too hard to find stuff in there. But they're doing a Sidewinder range of low alcohol beers.
Oh.
So the other Sidewinder we had was a hazy pale.
Sure.
And it was, I think it was 1.1%, I think.
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah.
Whereas this is obviously less than 0.5.
Yep. Yep.
But very similar can too, except the Sidewinder stripes are just different colours.
Ah. And I reckon avid listeners.
Yep.
Actually, because we were talking about Sidewinder and what that actually meant.
Oh, that's right.
And then we were back to REM, and because Sidewinder sleeps tonight that. And but it came back. Well, we don't know for sure, but it was a missile.
That's right, the Sidewinder missile. Yeah.
Which, you know, I guess not been around in the Second World War. Oh, no, in service, 1956, roughly. So a little bit later than that, but you know, us young pups haven't had to. But I thought that was interesting. But
so Sidewinder XPA is full of scrumptious pineapple, peach, and citrus notes with a beautifully bitter, clean, and crisp finish.
Right.
Coming in at a slamming 0.5% ABV, this super ultra low alcohol beer is big on flavour and possibilities. Tropical, bitter, and refreshing. Live the Sidewinder life. Wasn't it a speedboat? Isn't that... Didn't we... There was something about a speedboat. Or did I just find that there was a speedboat called a Sidewinder?
I'm not sure.
Doesn't matter.
We should listen to the other...
Listen when we speak.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the transcription.
Brick Lane. So we've done a few Brick Lanes before.
Just a couple.
How many do you reckon? I was stunned.
Don't think
too long.
I'd have to say they have offered up a few over the years.
They're our highest number.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't know, 30.
Well, not bad. 24.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But that's a lot. 20. When you think we've done, 500 or 600, maybe. Yeah. That's a lot.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So they've really helped us out. So I'm glad this arrived today. Yes. Today's Sunday. We should point that out.
Yeah.
This arrived on my doorstep today. I was thinking we weren't going to get it in, and I was a bit disappointed, but it got here.
So Australia Post
can do it when they
yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. But they've got to be the same colours.
Mm-mm.
No? Well, there's no, a blue,
there's
wasn't
a blue,
there?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. But very similar, like the racetrack.
I reckon it's the old Atari swirls.
Yeah, it's very retro.
They were top 10 of the Gabs design awards too for that beer. Not this one, though. Hazy.
Did we talk about colour of that one too?
No, that's, we haven't actually.
That's again, they're all very similar, but it's a little less hazy.
Yes.
So in between probably the Mornington and the Free Time and the Heaps Normal. So, and the head has disappeared and really, you know, say zero Schweppe of essence on that one.
Yeah, that's disappeared, isn't it?
But again, that's quite dry. I'm getting a really dry finish on that. That's probably the closest, I reckon. I still...
Oh, closest to a tricking you?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I reckon.
Okay.
I reckon if you put that almost up against a flavourful alcoholic XPA...
It'd hold its own.
Mm.
Those that are listening carefully might wonder, this arrived this morning and I said it was Sunday and I've already had one. I might put something on the socials later, but... when I opened the box, I actually used the Barbie, mate, you know, the spatula, thing, and I was just cutting the sticky tape real carefully because I bought a slab of it.
Yep.
And I just nicked one of the cans and it went everywhere. And I thought, well, this is 9 o'clock in the morning and I'm having my morning coffee. And I thought, well, I can't waste it.
No,
so I,
definitely not.
And it's because it's 0.5, I had a beer with my coffee.
And why not?
It was warm. It was straight out of the back of the Australia Post, man, but...
No ice box.
I should have. So that was my first encounter with Sidewinder XPA. It was a warm one on the back deck at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Well, there you go.
Nothing wrong with that, though.
No, not at all.
So what are you looking at, the labels?
Yeah, so there's going to be a hazy pale. What's this?
That's a deck of cards it comes with.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's an interesting one, isn't it? A deck of cards in the pack. So you can buy a pack of the hazy pale, the XPA, with a deck of cards as well, with the same label.
Interesting. And the hazy pale, maybe that's what we had before then. So it was the hazy.
We did. Yeah, yeah.
It was the hazy
pale.
Right. There you go. I'm not listening. Clearly.
It's one of the 24 we've done. Hey, in an interview in 2019, Brews News, Brick Lane Managing Director Paul Barker said they were currently working towards a microbiological approach to the issues rather than the physical methods used in the recently released versions of the major brewers. This is getting the low alcohol.
Yeah, sure.
We're incredibly excited about low-alcohol beer. We think there's a huge place for it in the market. 2019 this was. Keep that in mind. It's a great alternative, and you can make delicious beers without alcohol. It's just a different mouthfeel, a different flavour profile. There you go. That's kind of what we're saying. Yeah,
absolutely.
Our brew team are hugely excited, and they love a technical challenge, and low-alcohol beers provide that. We've tried a few different ones so far, narrowing down the methods we're going to use when we release it. The technical challenge was part of what made Brick Lane's brewers want to take it on, but the question of where to start and what methods to use was a perplexing one. There are many, and this is actually John Selton saying this, there are many, so many different ways you can make it. There are effectively two methods. One is physical, vacuum stripping and reverse osmosis, that type of thing.
Sheesh.
Vacuum stripping, do you know what that is?
No.
No, I mean, no. But that's capital intensive, and that's usually where the big breweries play. The other way of making low alcohol beer is through microbiological methods. You can look at yeast, the fermentables in your wort stream. We're currently doing trials for low alcohol beer using microbiological methods. So that's in 2019, they were looking at it, and the first one came out less than 6 months ago.
Yeah, right. Jeez.
So there's a bit of homework done.
Absolutely. Well, there you have it.
I'm going to look at calories because I've got some stuff to say about calories. Here we are, 70.
It's pretty low.
Yeah, they're all about 60 or 70.
I reckon
calories.
I had a look when we talked about doing this. I did look into that. And I guess at the end of the day, so there's somehow, and I guess there's the whole microbiological side of things. Yeah, the yeast has stripped out the calories because there should be no sugar in there. Or the...
Like it's used it.
Yeah, it's used it all and spit it out as alcohol.
Yep.
But the calories are in... in the alcohol, where here, I guess if you're taking the alcohol out and you've already taken the sugar out, well, then it should be low, because I reckon it's about, on a standard beer, maybe 5%, something like that, I reckon it's about 400 calories per litre, roughly, generally.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense, because it's about 150
yep.
for a 375-ish.
Sure.
So, that works out.
Yep. So, interesting, isn't it?
So, a bit less than half.
Yeah.
We're about half.
Hmm.
But talking about calories, and we've kind of talked about, I remember we did one a couple of years
ago. Yeah, it was a while ago.
I've sort of done it again. So Tim Tam has 90 calories. Yeah. One Tim Tam has 90.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, each beer is less than a Tim Tam. So normal can of beer, about 150. Can of Coke, about 140, 150. Mm-hmm. Or a can of soft, like full strength soft drink. Cheeseburger, 300.
Jeez.
So if you think you're just sneaking a quick cheeseburger in for a snack, oof. So would you rather a cheeseburger or six of these? I don't know. No, five of these.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure whether that's...
have both.
Yeah, that's right.
Live a little.
Moderation. That's what it comes down to. And it's bloody hard work to get it off.
Well, I've got the stats of that too.
Oh, here we go.
So 70 calories, which are these beers. It's 5 minutes of swimming.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like enough.
No.
But anyway, I'm going to go with this. Sure. 7 minutes of jogging.
So, jogging takes longer than swimming. I would have thought the other one. Oh, I thought jogging would have been quicker.
Yeah.
Surely.
I don't know.
Anyway, where'd you get that?
Internet. But one of them Calorie King or something proper. And I might have made a typo too.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
10 minutes of cycling.
Yeah, okay.
Believe that.
Fair enough.
Yep. And 18 minutes of walking.
Yep, I believe that too. I reckon the swimming and jogging is around the wrong way.
But I went through like a 30 or 40 minute bike ride this morning.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm good.
Yeah. No, I've done nothing. I've just washed the windows.
Yeah, you clean all the windows. That's hard work. I haven't got the stat for that. I don't know how many calories that burns.
fair enough. But, yep, it is bloody hard work getting rid of it.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
That's part of the reason we're taking a break. But anyway. Righto.
Naught. Look out.
Now, I reckon this is one of the first ones that you sort of saw, like, on the shelves in the big stores. Or me, anyway.
Okay.
It feels like this one was in Dan's and First Choice and that a bit before all the others, and I could be totally wrong with that.
There's a bit of a range, too. So this is...
We've got three, I think, haven't we? We've got the Tropical XPA.
Tropical XPA.
They've only got three. there's five on the, with their stubbies or cans. Okay. Yeah,
sure. That's I reckon this was in Woolies in the aisle in stubbies.
Okay.
Just up the road here.
You'll find this in restaurants and stuff more than the others.
I reckon. So the aroma is a bit more lacking.
Yep.
More lacking.
Sure.
More less. But it's a little bit more golden in colour, I reckon, and hazy, and heads disappeared. Yeah, we're four in and used glasses, etc.
Yeah, and they've been sitting on the bench there for a bit, but not too bad.
So every beer is below 60 calories, apparently.
Below 60, right?
That's what it's saying.
It is 56. That is low.
Yeah.
Hey, the best before. Now, I only bought this yesterday, by the way. I had to race out and buy this one.
Yeah.
26th of July, 22. So
right,
that's
so maybe it's been on the shelf for 6 months.
Getting on a bit. That's interesting.
Ah. Was that at Woolies?
Where was it? First Choice.
Yeah. Okay. What is it? Cheaper at the supermarket or the grog shop?
Great question. Really good question.
I made a note. I'm thinking it was like $15 for. Six or five, four? I don't know whether...
For the pack, whatever it was. I reckon it was similar. But
okay,
that's another thing too, because you hear that beer is expensive because of the alcohol and the tax and all that.
Yeah.
Well, this doesn't have any, so why is it a similar price to it?
Well, there's a lot more processing.
Well, yeah, and more work. You know,
it took Brick Lane 2 years to
work it out.
You know, hey, you've got to pay for that time, man.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're right. It should be... cheaper.
Should be a lot cheaper. Speaking of Brick Lane, Contract Brewing again.
Oh.
They brew this.
There you go.
So Nort is actually made by Modus Operandi. Operandi or Operandi?
Yeah,
right. We've had this debate before.
Yeah,
I can't remember
where
they landed on. But
from Sydney.
Sydney. So got a bit of info here about Nort. So Modus, based in Sydney's Northern Beaches, was established in 2014 by husband and wife team Grant and Jazz Warren. 6 years after co-founding that the popular North Beaches Brewery bar, Jazz understands exactly what makes a beer drinker tick, how to grab their interest, and how to leave a memory. So when it came time to launch her non-alcoholic beer brand Nort in the second half of 2020, so not that long ago, she knew exactly what she needed to nail: the distribution, the product, the marketing, and the story. So she already had that 6 years of experience of slogging it out with Modus, and she's going, right, I know how to make this work, which is probably why it's in restaurants and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
She came up with the idea while pregnant and looking for a passable non-alcoholic drink.
Fair enough.
Like most of the world, I was juggling a business, motherhood, and trying to stay healthy and focused. As a brewery owner and a beer fanatic, I soon realised there was a massive need to grow the non-alcoholic beer category and offer Aussies a non-alcoholic beer that is carefully crafted and rich in flavour. A beer to balance with an alcoholic beverage, so you can drive home, get out for that early morning surf, or head into that early morning board meeting. Awesome.
That's quite... that's probably a step back in flavour,
yeah,
I reckon, but...
Got the order wrong again.
Yeah, but still, that's not bad. Again, it's not sweet. It's got the flavour. You can taste the hops.
Yep.
That's it's really not bad.
It's got a bit of a dryness to it too.
Yeah, again, like I reckon.
Almost a bit of a menthol sucking that in. But I reckon you'll see that a lot. Christmas parties out at pubs and all that. I reckon there'll be a few people having that.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I've had this conversation with a few people saying, oh, I'm just going to stick to these beers. And they go, oh, have you tried Nort?
Yeah,
they actually know them.
Well, there you have it.
So... they're out there. So, Jazz, done well.
Yeah. I don't know if someone said to me, think of a low-alcohol beer, I don't know whether I'd be able to... The only one I can really... And it's not low, it's the mid-strength one, is the Captain Sensible by...
The Bolter.
Bolter.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That was one that I did stick to for a while.
Yeah. But, that's not bad.
There you go. I like the cans, too, by the way.
Well, even all of the cans you got here are quite... I think striking. We haven't really talked about the label, really.
We
but I mean, Mornington have got their typical was that something gold, wasn't it?
Oh, the logo that meant just a couple of horseshoes, but it meant
Something gold-like? Or...
Yeah, liquid gold. Yeah, liquid gold, that's it. Yeah.
So, again, this the typical branding, I suppose, that you just know who Mornington are.
Yep.
Probably the Bridge Road where you still got Ned Kelly's, you know, in the...
In the Bridge Road logo.
Yep. But probably not typical of their labels, perhaps.
I don't think their labels are that typical, though, either.
Yeah, they do change around a little bit, don't they? Yep. And Heaps Normal, well, if you've... I have seen them on the socials and it just looks like that. And they've only got one anyway, so
and that's it. It's a brain. Like, on the Heaps Normal one, there's a brain and he's carrying a paintbrush in his left hand and a beer in the right.
Sure.
I wonder whether that's anything to do with the right and left creativity brain.
Potentially.
I don't know.
I remember my Year 8 teacher, my Year 8 maths teacher, for some reason... Don't know why the heck we're even talking about alcohol, but she didn't drink alcohol because it kills brain cells.
Yeah, right.
That's like maybe something in there. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But anyway, and then the Sidewinders, I guess, typical of what we've seen from the early Brick Lane.
Yeah, we talked about that one for sure.
And the Nort.
The name is front and center.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I want two colours. Like,
yeah, you're right, actually. And they're all two colours. The three beers are all two colours, but just... One's green, one's blue, and one's a bit purpley, I think, something like that.
And, of course, the next one, Hop Nation.
Now, there's no denying that's a Hop Nation beer.
Correct. It is typically their style, which is the green against the white background.
With a black and white drawing with a bit of green in it.
Yep.
And
yep.
I love this drawing. Have you seen it?
I haven't really looked at it. It's a magpie, is it?
It's
seen where ornithologists...
Well, so, the beer, for starters, is called Mind Your Head.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
and then
sure.
There's a Maggie swooping down on a bicycle helmet. Oh, two Maggies.
Yep.
And the bicycle helmet's got the cable ties sticking out of it.
Yep. Fair enough.
But I like the Mind Your Head because I'm guessing you're not going to get a headache.
Yeah.
But also, Maggie's season.
Definitely. So, unless I'm going to steal you something off under here. This beer trims back the alcohol without missing the hoppy hit, packing all the flavour of your favourite XPA without the booze so you can dodge hazards with a clear head. This beer is generously dry hopped with Simcoe, Vic Secret, Galaxy to create a refreshing hint of citrus and tropical fruit. We'll be donating every dollar from the first 100 cases to Mind Your Head sold online and at the brewery to fund a native tree planting in partnership with Sunshine Reserve Committee and Planet Ark's Seedling Bank. The goal is to plant over 1,400 saplings nationwide, crikey, and 897 in the unique Rend Bushland Reserve in Mount Martha, Victoria.
If you're playing at home, that's about one sapling for every can of beer.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
So why Mount Martha? Has there been something that's been destroyed?
It didn't ring any bells with me, and I didn't go digging.
Because these guys have got a brewery down in the Mornington Peninsula, I reckon,
as well.
So they... Yeah, jeez. Going into the archives here. But I reckon they might have bought... Oh, this will probably be wrong, and we won't edit it out. But I reckon they might have bought Mornington Peninsula's brewery at one stage.
Really?
Anyway, someone else down there.
Oh, they took out. Yeah, okay.
Tribe? Was it? Ooh, are they part of? Anyway.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, anyway, well,
getting into libelous territory.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, they've got their brewery in Footscray in in the west of Melbourne. Just and
that I still haven't been to, but you have.
Yep.
Long time ago.
Yeah, only to buy some beers and and I'm sure they're in the Mornington Peninsula as well.
We'll have to look that up.
But that is.
Oh, I've already finished it while you've been talking. I'm going to have another. I've had a few of them. I actually had a couple of these out.
Yeah,
I was out at a party. I was out at a 50th at a pub, at a bar, and they had this in the fridge. So I ended up sitting on this all night and was quite happy.
Yep. And that is definitely got flavour.
Yep.
Plenty of flavour. Yep. Plenty of hop flavour. Again, that very pale Stanley.
It's a straw.
Yeah.
Straw colour in it. But that's another one that that would hold its own against a full... Okay, still, they're all missing that little bit of something, but they've got enough for me to sit in on a day like today and You're having a heavy and I can have one of those.
Yeah, yeah. And it's dry. That is dry.
It is, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah.
That's crass.
Interesting. nice work.
Awesome.
Got to polish that one off.
Yeah, want some more of that.
Just talk amongst yourself. Play some elevator music.
What else have I got? I could have another break. We've done that before. I think I had some more numbers here, but nah, can't find them. Doesn't matter.
All good.
Righto.
So, up front.
No, up flow.
Up flow. Oh, yeah. Geez.
It's all right. But it's okay because I've never seen those before. I went to APOD.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Point of Difference in Mitchum. Melbourne, in yep. Mitcham. Craft, was it just beer? It's not just beer, is it?
They got, no, they got wine.
They do, don't they? Yeah,
yeah, but yeah. I think it's predominantly
heaps of craft
beer.
And it's interesting. I was chatting to the young guy that worked there, and he said that, this is weird, but he said he's almost a bit allergic to water. He's got some sort of medical thing where he can't drink too much water, so he has to find other drinks to keep his hydration up. And he said this is one of his go-tos.
Wow.
And he even used the word like electrolytes, like the thing we were talking about before.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of good for you. I'm like, oh, yeah. I don't know. But anyway.
It's like, and again, we've touched on that before, the competition in the US, the hold your wee for a wee. So you can't have too much water.
We have talked about that.
Otherwise, you might be in strife. So beer's not so bad for you after all.
Actually, this is interesting. So we've never done upflow before.
No. Another newie.
This is the bit I was thinking about before. Our industry-leading range of rehydration sports beers developed with Monash University smashed the preconceived idea of what a beer should be. The addition of carefully selected minerals in combination with carbohydrates and water provide low-energy hydration, replacing lost electrolytes and nutrients to support recovery.
Jeez.
For use anytime you sweat or whenever you feel like a refreshing dry beverage.
Well, there you go.
And this is the one that had that next to a picture of a fella kicking the footy on the beach.
Yeah, okay. And that's similar to the Hop Nationing colour, I reckon.
Very similar, isn't it?
Mine's still got a nice white head on it. Yours
doesn't.
Is disappeared, no.
Yeah, funny.
Not a bad aroma, but vibrant, fruity, and dry. Pale and malted wheat provides a slightly hazy appearance paired with loads of New World hop varieties, providing bold flavours and tropical fruit, citrus, and pine. We've hopped our IPA with Mosaic, Citra, and Amarillo from America, as well as Vic Secret from Australia. Clean malt profile provides a platform for those juicy hops to really shine before a dry, lingering hop bitterness on the finish. For those who love hops, not hangovers. So did we say New World IPA? I can't remember whether we
actually said maybe we didn't. New World IPA. There you go.
Definitely great aroma.
It is, and it's definitely dry. It's, I don't know if I'd call that a lawnmower, but like, that's not a smash it. Hey, we got numbers on the can too.
Jeez. What's going on there?
Yeah, all right, here we go. IBU, 28. Did you read about the hops already?
Yep.
Right on.
Really? 28? So they've all been the ones that have numbers. And they don't seem... But that's not bad. That's got quite some really nice hop flavours.
It's definitely got that dry aftertaste, doesn't it?
Mm.
Which is not...
No. I wouldn't say that's typical. Maybe that's... To get the old pH meter onto it. Maybe
should
that's
got something to do with it. Now this says Q.
Q.
Coffin Road in Q.
Oh right. Oh yeah, sure.
But
we did talk about that,
I don't know if there's a brewery in Q. I think that might be their mailing address or their their office or whatever. So don't know a lot about them. Also on the side of the can here, we've got a little speedo gauge thing between malt and hops, and it's leaning towards the malt side.
Sure.
Which,
really? I don't know.
No, I'd say.
Personally. But anyway, that's all right. That's not bad. But it looks like they've got a couple in
there.
They do, range.
Yeah. And the labels are all pretty similar with the big upflow right across the front. So they're having a go as well. So it's interesting to see the breweries. There's a bit of a mismatch of the breweries that are doing just no alcohol beers.
Sure.
And then the ones of, you know, Brick Lane and Hop Nation, those guys where they're doing a low alcohol beer just to, again... On the bandwagon.
Yep.
Why not?
Fair enough.
Keep scrolling down, you'll see the bloke kicking the footy. All right, there he is.
There he is too. Look out.
Righto. So lucky last.
Oh, hang on, I haven't finished the last one.
Oh, right. All right. Big Drop Brewing Company.
Yeah.
So we've done, I think, two other
big drops. Controversial. Again?
I think we did a mini. I think it was just a one-off.
Yeah, because...
They sent us two at once. One was a stout.
I can't remember what the other one was. But they... Although it says it's brewed in Australia,
Right.
American?
Yes.
Company, something I think. Something like that. Well, parent company. Yep. Something along those lines. So where it's brewed, who knows? Couldn't really find too much. But Mon from Rocket Comms... pinged us on Insta and thought she'd send us some beers and why not?
Yeah.
So, and this just fits perfectly.
Well, it does. It works out.
Into the thing.
Yeah.
But there's double dry hopped.
DDH IPA, wasn't it?
IPA.
Poolside DDH IPA.
So,
grass label.
Introducing Poolside, the perfect summer thirst quencher. From the most awarded non-alcoholic brewery in the world comes a double dry hopped IPA that is packed with tropical flavors and a big slap of mango is best enjoyed laughing by the pool or relaxing on the beach. Now for your joint, you'd be laughing by the pool.
We would be too. I went for a swim today too.
Yeah.
No, not today.
I had a shower.
Is there mango in it? Is that what you're saying? Or...
Oh, it just says a big slap of mango.
Have a whiff of it because is that what I can smell? But no, it doesn't smell like mango. It's almost like a real sweet sort of caramel sort of.
That taste, that's got mango flavours in there for sure. But that is crystal clear.
And it's the clearest beer we've had out of those eight.
That is bang on Stanley screwdriver, yep. I reckon. And I can just taste mango.
Maybe. Definitely, yeah.
That's, there you go.
There's no, oh, there is ingredients. Here we go.
Oh, hang on, there you go, look. No pool, no problem.
So oh, good.
Right. We want to see your version of a poolside, whether it's from the side of the shower in a city apartment. Well, not quite in a city apartment, but anyway. Or a clamshell in the grassy backyard. I don't even have a clamshell.
No, you don't.
Jeez.
You did have an inflatable thing last year, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to have to fill up the bath.
Here we go. Ingredients, water, barley, lactose.
Oh, yeah.
That's the lactose, I reckon I can... There's a caramelly something.
Yeah, sure.
Wheat, hops, yeast. Contains gluten, milk, and wheat. But then around the other side of the label, it says low gluten.
Right. It's just not no gluten.
Yeah, I guess so. And there's a graph, you know, we just said on the flow, there was a little graph thing. This one goes between toe dipper or cannonballer.
Right.
We are right up the cannonballer end. There you go.
I reckon this is the most bitter beer out of all of them. But it's a bitter mango.
62.
There you go.
How are you? Look at you go.
Yeah. All over it. Jeez. Who'd have thought?
So, that's different. That's different to all of them.
Yeah, definitely. That's completely different.
Yeah. Almost
a bit iffy.
Yeah, not iffy, but it's not what I go for if I'm going for a beer.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Why am I getting this caramel? I keep saying it. You're not getting it.
Nah.
I don't know. There you go. That's interesting. I wouldn't guess that's a 0.5 either.
No, definitely not. It's dry again.
Yep, definitely. And I love the label. I think that their logo is a great big drop. But on this one, they've actually done the ripply water. It looks like a... Ripley pool water.
Yeah, definitely.
Grouse.
Not bad.
All right.
Wow.
I've got a surprise. Seeing as we're coming towards the end of our, you know, before we have a break,
I come back to her.
Yeah. we used to do Bogan versus Boutique.
Yeah.
We used to do it every episode.
Yep.
I was going to look up when the last one we did was because it's a long time ago.
Yeah, it'd be a while ago, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
And it might even be... We've done this beer before. So it's another low alcohol. It's not a 0.5. I need a bottle opener. We've got a Carlton Zero.
Awesome.
So we've done a Carlton Zero. Did we do it in the Carlton? We did a Carlton United Breweries episode.
Yeah,
I reckon we put this up against. Yeah. We blind tested and you couldn't pick it. I reckon you didn't know this was a zero.
No.
But that was up against all the Carlton beers. So true. It's going to be different having a crack today. So I think we'll put it up against the Mornington. Is that what we decided?
I reckon...
The Bridge Road.
No, I reckon the Mornington, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let's,
I'm
let's,
tipping it's going to be different, but let's a bit of fun. Why let's not? Just there you go.
No, you don't.
Yeah, no, no, no.
I'll
got awkward.
Silly.
So we're not going to do a blind test,
no,
are we? But we're just going to put it up against.
We're just going to.
There you go.
There's your Mornington.
Righto. There's your there, Carlton. Now, this is another one that when you say low alcohol beers, so many people say to me, "Have you tried the Carlton Zero?" Like, oh, it's a bit different to what I go for.
But just interestingly, you know, pouring the two side by side, probably the colour is for the Zero is quite...
More golden.
More, far more golden.
Yeah, and, I wasn't expecting that, actually.
Jeez, no. Totally different.
The aroma already.
Oh.
Now, we know we're putting a lager against a... What's the Mornington? Pale, isn't it? Paler? Yeah. So pale. We know we've, you know, whatever. But we're just
comparing. It's almost.
Oh, it's got
it's
the,
almost something on its own, isn't it?
It's got the lager tang to the nose, it? Doesn't it? Yeah. Which is probably. What's the neighbour doing now? Yeah, he's fixing your fence.
Bad time to fix something. Jeez, it's almost, I'm going to say, not that appealing, the aroma.
No, I wouldn't. That's the Carlton we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. Oh. It's not even fair. Like, there's no point putting it up against any of those, really.
No, no, it's not. Because we haven't had a beer like that for a long time.
That's totally different.
And when we were sort of ripping through this or talking about it before, we were like, well, maybe this could. And it's like, yeah, no.
Doesn't work at all.
Sorry, Mornington. No,
no,
definitely not.
Sorry, Mornington.
Yeah, like, we shouldn't have put it against.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we thought it might be similar, but no, it's not at all.
At least the Mornington beer will go down a lot better afterwards.
I've had the Mornington before, and I've bought more of them already. Mm. That's there's a vote for them.
Jeez,
I don't think I'd buy many more Carlton Zeros though.
If you want kids to not like beer, maybe there you go. Yeah, sure, you can have a zero. Try this one.
That is, geez. But also it's really tasteless.
Yeah,
isn't it? Oh, and it's got this tang after it.
And,
but yeah, we've just been spoiled.
Yeah, we've been very spoiled. But that almost, you know, really reminds me about, I guess, the beer drinking journey that our kids will never have to go through.
No,
because
you're right.
They've got the choice where we didn't have the choice, and it's like, there's the beer, you're going to like it, and that's what you're going to have. And,
yeah.
And, geez. Yeah.
But I can probably see why people like that if you're a VB Carlton Melbourne drinker. That's probably perfect.
If you don't like those other eight in front of you, then if that's what you're used to.
I've given a couple of, in the last couple of weeks, I've let a couple of people try a couple of these, and they're not huge fans, but they're Great Northern Carlton guys, and they drink these and go, oh, no, that's a bit fruity for me or whatever.
Ah.
Fair enough, whatever.
Well, again, as we say, drink what you like.
Drink what you like.
But...
righto.
What a journey.
That's awesome.
Isn't it?
There was more to talk about than I thought about in that. I wasn't sure whether they'd be all that different, but they really were when you put them next to each other.
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of choice out there, and there's really no reason not to... Well, no reason to wake up with a headache.
Well, it's worth just keeping some in the fridge for if you want to drive. Or,
that's
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yep.
So...
doesn't have to be all or nothing.
No, it's all in moderation. Just drink what you like.
Awesome.
Awesome. But they're all doing a great job. So,
That's so good.
Keep it coming and we'll see how we go.
Right, but, what are we going to do? Are we talking about our email address and all that?
Yeah. Well,
it probably doesn't matter, does it? You can look us up. Yeah. Just don't unsubscribe. That's all we can say.
Yeah, exactly. Because you just never know.
If you got this far, you already know who we are.
Correct. But, nice work.
Right.
Take it easy.
Cheers.
Cheers.